When Victoria's iconic symphony Splash returns this August, it won't just be a concert, it'll be a full-on, crowd-pleasing musical spectacular complete with fireworks. With more than 150 musicians, 400 volunteers and as many as 40,000 spectators each day, this audacious comeback marks the rebirth of a beloved tradition after a five-year hiatus. But this time, the extravaganza has been retuned, reimagined and supercharged. With a second full day of programming, expanded community stages, indigenous and Latin music headliners, a musical moment for the Coho fairy horn and an unshakable mission, to make the Victoria Symphony, and symphonic music itself, matter to everyone in the city. There's something to be said for a wonderful party that brings the whole city together in celebration, and music is the convener, says Victoria Symphony CEO Matthew White, speaking ahead of the August 2nd and 3rd event. I love that idea. That for no other purpose than to celebrate, this becomes a true citywide event. Powered by a $250,000 investment from the City of Victoria, and Huntingdon Hotel and Suites presenting sponsorship, the revitalized Splash now stretches over two full days. The Victoria Symphony and the National Youth Orchestra of Canada will anchor the musical lineup, joined by Juno Award winner Sally Cardinal and multiple Juno nominee Shawnee Kish. Read more. The future sounds like this. Saturday night's Latin Showcase, led by percussionist and conductor Sal Ferreras, features Cuban-Canadian vocalist Adonis Puentes and a Latin jazz sextet delivering high-energy rhythms from Cuba, Mexico and Brazil. All backed by a full orchestra. Around the Inner Harbor, four community stages, food trucks and a kid zone add to the festival atmosphere. Kids can explore a musical petting zoo, picking up a cello, trombone or even a tuba, while families enjoy face painting and other hands-on activities. In a signature Victoria flourish, the Coho Fairy will sound its horn in sync with Tobin Stokes' Inner Harbor Overture, a piece first performed at Splash in the 1990s, revived this year to celebrate the symphony's 85th anniversary. Read more. The joy is the point. Sal Ferreras brings the beat home. 2019 was the last time Splash lit up the harbor. A perfect storm of rising post-COVID production costs, the pandemic, and the loss of a barge and staging forced organizers into hiatus. Rebuilding the event meant solving a massive logistical puzzle. Marine safety plans, open water sound and lighting, permits and performance infrastructure had to be reassembled from scratch. Ticketed bleacher seating is available for those who want a comfy, front-row experience. Seats opposite the legislature range from $5 to $68 for afternoon shows and $5 to $88 for evening performances, with cushions available in mid-priced sections. Still, the spirit of Splash remains joyfully accessible, whether you arrive by canoe, kayak, blanket or lawn chair. A symphony orchestra nowadays doesn't just have to play Beethoven. We can be involved in many, many different layers, White says. Our musicians teach at UVic, jam in bluegrass and jazz bands, and form the backbone of Victoria's entire musical ecosystem. And what does he hope audiences remember about the experience? I'd like everybody to leave this event remembering that we've got a world-class symphony here, White says. These are people who dedicate their lives to music, and they play a unique, irreplaceable role in civic life. This isn't just a concert, it's a reminder that music matters, and it belongs to all of us. Plan your Symphony Splash experience at victoriasymphony.ca/splash.